Animal Magnetism. In the Christian Science Journal for August 1890, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "It is my impression that at least a half century will pass away before man is permitted to render his public verdict on some of the momentous questions that are now agitating the world. Also, the discussion of malicious animal magnetism had better be dropped until scientists understand clearly how to handle this error, until they are not in danger of dwarfing their growth in love by falling into this lamentable practice in their attempts to meet it. Only patient, unceasing love for all mankind, love that cannot mistake love's aid, can determine this question on the principle of Christian Science." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy said we would never heal in Christian Science until we learned how to handle animal magnetism. She did not say destroy animal magnetism, but to handle it. When we attempt to destroy animal magnetism, then we make it something. Then we have two. You can't say all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all, and then have animal magnetism or anything else. Error should and has to be known as nothing, because truth is infinite and omnipresent. We must not separate what appears from the very substance of its appearing. As soon as we do, we have two. Always remember Mrs. Eddy's statement, quote, "The only logical conclusion is that all is mind and its manifestation, from the rolling of worlds in the most subtle ether to a potato patch." Close quote. Regardless of any appearance to the contrary, it is always mind appearing, because we know that it is always mind revealing all identities. In the textbook we read, quote, "As named in Christian Science, animal magnetism or hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind." Close quote. In the third plank of the platform it says, quote, "Evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power." Close quote. Evil is nothing, and animal magnetism is the specific name for nothing, no thing. Quote, "Mortal mind is a solecism in language and involves an improper use of the word mind. As mind is immortal, the phrase mortal mind implies something untrue and therefore unreal. And as the phrase is used in teaching Christian Science, it is meant to designate that which has no real existence." Close quote. We see that animal magnetism is the specific term for that which has no real existence. This should help us to get a better grasp of nothing. In miscellaneous writings, it says, quote, "Matter is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie." Close quote. A misstatement is mental, and it is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie. Then, animal magnetism is a specific term or name for a lie. Quote, "Animal magnetism has no scientific foundation, for God governs all that is real, harmonious, and eternal, and his power is neither animal nor human." Close quote. Animal magnetism, being the name for a lie, is indemonstrable. You can never prove a lie. A lie is always a lie about the truth and tells what the truth is not. You see plainly that you cannot base any reasoning on a mistaken sense of things. In Science and Health, it says, quote, "It is ignorance and false belief, based on a material sense of things, which hide spiritual beauty and goodness." Close quote. What hides spiritual beauty and goodness? It is always ignorance or false sense, based on a mistaken sense. Way back in Genesis, we have the statement, quote, "But there arose a mist," close quote. And you know the trouble that followed. Mrs. Eddy says that Paul saw through this mist of ignorance and false belief and said, quote, "Neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God." This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object. Close quote. Everyone loves the quotation, quote, "Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need." Close quote. The thought of need would be animal magnetism. And the belief of being human is certainly animal magnetism. Divine love is omnipresent and infinite, and could not possibly know a human need. So, what appears as a human need is the presence of divine love misseen. The only thing we do is to change our viewpoint. Through our unfoldment, we gain the visibility of spirit, and we see animal magnetism in its true light, namely, divine love.